Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading. To order The Juice for your classroom or family, visit us at thejuicelearning.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Ready for another deep dive?
Absolutely. Always ready to dive in.
Today we're doing something a little different, kind of special.
Interesting.
We're peeking into the world of what kids are learning about these days.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Through this app called The Juice.
Interesting.
So think of this as your cheat sheet.
Okay.
For those dinner table conversations or classroom discussions, you know.
Yeah, I see.
We're going to unpack some stories that kids are getting from The Juice today and offer some conversation starters along the way for parents and educators. So first up, we've got space junk.
Okay.
Now, I know that might not sound like the most thrilling topic, but it's actually a pretty big deal. And this story from The Juice focuses on the European Space Agency.
Okay.
And their mission to clean up all this debris that's orbiting Earth.
Uh-huh.
And they're even considering partnering with SpaceX on this.
Well, that's interesting because, I mean, the irony there is that SpaceX is kind of part of the problem.
Right.
With all those Starlink satellites that they keep launching.
It's like asking the fox to guard the hen house, right?
Yeah, exactly. And it really highlights the challenges, I think, of balancing technological advancement with environmental responsibility.
Right. And to be fair, it's, you know, SpaceX isn't the only one playing this game.
Right.
We've got China.
Uh-huh.
Amazon is launching tons of satellites.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just getting more and more crowded up there.
It's true, yeah. And the story mentions that there are, you know, over 18,000 trackable pieces of debris up there. And, you know, these things can cause serious damage if they collide with something like a space station.
Yeah, for sure.
Or even just each other.
Right.
It just creates more debris.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's shift gears to something a little closer to home. U.S. politics.
Yeah.
The Juice has a piece on the recent gubernatorial races, which saw, you know, a mix of Republican and Democratic wins.
Right.
But the one that really stood out, at least to me, was North Carolina.
Yeah, North Carolina is an interesting one. It's a great example of split ticket voting.
Hold on. Can we pause for a second?
Sure.
Split ticket voting.
Yeah, split ticket voting. Yeah.
Can you explain that? I think some people might not be familiar with that.
Yeah. So split ticket voting basically means that somebody votes for candidates from different parties on the same ballot.
Okay. So in this case.
Right.
You've got people in North Carolina who are voting for both a Democrat and a Republican.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think it suggests that voters, you know, they aren't simply just voting along party lines.
Yeah.
They're considering, you know, individual candidates and their platforms.
Yeah. What I found really interesting was that, you know, you've got the Democrat, Josh Stein, in North Carolina. Yeah. He won, even though his opponent was endorsed by Trump.
Right.
And there was also, you know, this scandal that hit the Republican campaign. It seems like voters were paying attention to all of that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, scandals can have a huge impact on elections.
Right.
And this is a perfect example of that.
Yeah. And it's, you know, I think it's a good opportunity to talk to kids about critical thinking.
Yeah.
When it comes to politics, right?
Yeah.
Like, how do you evaluate information?
Right.
How do you determine what sources are credible?
Absolutely.
It's about teaching them to be informed and engaged citizens, even if they're not old enough to vote yet.
Right.
Okay, so let's move on from the complexities of space and politics to something a bit more down to earth.
Right.
Literally, we're talking about the water cycle.
All right.
The Juice has a story about the water cycle, and it's painting a pretty alarming picture.
Yeah, the story highlights this recent report that declares the water cycle to be in crisis, largely due to human activities.
Yeah.
And it explains that the water cycle is essentially the planet's circulatory system.
Okay.
And disrupting it, you know, can have devastating consequences.
And one of the key takeaways here is the importance of something called green water. Now, The Juice doesn't really explain this in detail, so let's break it down for our listeners.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Green water refers to the moisture.
Okay.
That's held in plants and soil.
Right.
It's a crucial part of the water cycle because it helps to regulate evaporation and rainfall patterns.
Exactly. Yeah. And as deforestation and wildfires intensify, you know, often fueled by climate change, we're losing that vital green water.
Right.
And that can lead to droughts, reduced agricultural yields,
yeah.
and a host of other problems.
It's like we're slowly chipping away at the very systems that sustain us, you know?
It is. Yeah. It's really it's a serious issue.
Absolutely. Okay, so we've tackled some pretty heavy topics so far. Space junk, politics, the water cycle.
Yeah.
Are you feeling a little overwhelmed?
Well, maybe a lighter story is in order.
You read my mind.
Okay.
The Juice has just the thing. A story about a bat beauty contest.
Ah, but bat beauty contest. Well, that's sure to capture the kids' attention.
Yeah, so apparently this tiny fuzzy-faced bat named Hoary Potter.
Hoary Potter.
Yes, a play on Harry Potter.
I see what they did there.
Won the hearts of the judges and took home the crown.
Wow, okay. Were there other contestants?
Oh, yeah.
Like who?
They had Robert Pattinson.
Okay.
Battler Swift.
Clever, very clever.
Oh, yeah, it was pretty funny. But, you know, beyond the humor,
right.
This story highlights the vital role that bats play.
Uh-huh.
In our ecosystems.
It's true, yeah. I mean, they're important pollinators. They help control pests.
Right.
They're indicators of a healthy environment. So they're not just spooky Halloween creatures.
No, not at all. But, you know, the Juice also points out that bats face a lot of threats.
Right. Like what?
Like habitat loss.
Yeah.
And the persistence of, you know, those myths about rabies.
Yeah. It's true, unfortunately.
Yeah. All right. So for our final story today, we're heading to Ukraine.
Okay.
Where the city of Zaporizhia is building something truly remarkable. Underground schools.
Underground schools. Wow.
Yeah. And this is a story about resilience.
Okay.
And the unwavering commitment to education, even in the face of conflict. So the Juice explains that these underground schools are being built to protect children.
Right.
From the ongoing war, including potential bombing and nuclear fallout.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's intense.
Can you imagine having to go to school underground? It's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
But it also speaks volumes about the strength and determination of the Ukrainian people.
Yeah.
They're literally building a future for their children, brick by brick, beneath the surface. And these aren't just, you know, makeshift shelters.
Okay.
According to the Juice, they're equipped with reinforced concrete, air filtration systems, emergency supplies.
Wow.
Everything needed to create a safe and functional learning environment.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it is.
It really is.
And what I found really powerful was this quote from the governor of Zaporizhia Oblast, who said, "If we lose the new generation of our Ukrainians, for whom do we fight?" I mean, that really underscores the importance of education.
Yeah.
As a source of hope and a path to a better future, even amidst conflict.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, this is a story that could spark some really profound conversations with kids, you know, about how conflict impacts people's lives,
right.
Especially children.
Yeah.
What does it mean to be resilient? How can we support, you know, those who are experiencing hardship?
Absolutely.
You know, these are all questions that can, you know, help them broaden their understanding of the world.
It's been quite a deep dive today, wouldn't you say?
It has. From space junk to underground schools.
Yeah.
It's remarkable to see the range of information that's reaching these young minds.
And it's even more remarkable to consider the conversations these stories can spark.
Yeah. I mean, parents and teachers, you know, take note. You've got a wealth of material here.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive, everyone. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep those conversations going.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.